We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, we do. Okay, Matt Ritter is here, majority leader in the Connecticut House. Good morning, Mr. Leader. How are you?
Ray, how are you? Good morning. Doing fine.
So when do you guys think you'll be going back to take care of these few items?
I think we in the House will likely go first, it appears. And I think we've targeted next week, July 22nd, 23rd, 24th. How many days it will take, we're not entirely sure. But we've got our attendance. We've asked members to be there, and we think we can vote safely.
Well, if we take a look at this, as I understand it, there were just a couple of items that had to be discussed, unfinished business from the last session. Are we adding more things to it? I know social justice is now looming large, not just about the police, but a number of other things. Do those get added in, and are there other things, Matt, that need to be discussed?
Yeah, so we have a lot of Zoom calls today, I can tell you that.
Okay.
With Democrats, Republicans, the governor's office in the next couple of days. Let's start with this premise that there is I can only speak for the House, obviously, the Democratic caucus in the House
right. A
couple of weeks ago was we have to change the absentee ballot statute to allow folks to vote in November because of COVID-19.
Right.
To deem that an illness, right? And I think that will pass, and I think that will be a very good idea for November. The second thing was a police accountability bill, which was released last week.
Right.
And so those two things are going to get voted on. There is also going to be some items that we will not be able to do in July, but there might be a few more. So that's what the conversation's around. And yes, that relates to this idea of social justice and equity. But as I would remind people, we got to be careful. We can't go in for 2 weeks at a time right now. We have to be careful about spreading people out. We're voting remotely, sort of from the LOB into the Capitol. It's going to be an odd sort of procedure. We are going to come back in September as well. The reason is there's just some unfinished business we have to get to, some stuff that is normal, routine, school construction bill, for example, the conveyance bill where the state deeds property away. These are things we do on an annual basis that we did not get to in March when we adjourned. So there'll be another opportunity in September, and then we'll be back in 2021. So I can't tell you for sure that there will be additional items next week. My hunch is there will be, and then I think there'll be more additional items in September.
Matt, I'm glad you brought this up as to how do you pull this thing off? Because if you've ever seen the hall of the House, I don't know exactly how we're going to do our social distancing. So you've actually tried to work out a way that they don't necessarily have to be here, but to be very close, they being the representatives.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is any person who wants to vote from their LOB office, right, members don't have offices by and large at the state capitol. They're at the legislative office building, which is the more modern-looking building across the street, across the highway. And you can vote from your computer. We procured the technology in the House. The speaker, really thought about this back in April and May, and you can do that. What we're not going to allow is debate to occur from a computer, for example. So no Zoom debates at the state capitol. So what we'll do is, this is sort of my job working with my deputies, is we'll have a list of who wants to speak, and you'll be in a queue. And so if you're, first up or second up, you can come on in with your mask on and wait your turn. Otherwise, we'll ask that you socially distance outside the Capitol, either outside or in the halls of the Capitol or the LOB. So we'll try to limit who's in there. We can certainly limit staff. A lot of times we have a lot of people in there. We could probably do without that. So I think we'll do it very safely. And I think everybody will comply, most importantly. In Mississippi, I don't know if folks saw this in the legislature, they had something like 20 cases of COVID because everyone was in close proximity. We are going to ask people to wear masks and respect the rules. And if people do not do that, We'll have to figure it out the day of, I guess. But you think people will, by and large.
You know, we have the governor on usually once a week, and we're talking about this. But, you know, let's put all this aside, and you're talking about, well, it's not, but it's all important, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, the fact is the real problem is going to be next year, because we've spent a lot of money in this state for unemployment benefits, all kinds of stuff. I guess we will be in a fairly deep hole as we're now moving into the next legislative or the yearly budget.
Yeah, so, you know, if you want to ruin my summer, right, you've done it. But here's
I'm glad.
A sliver of good news, I think, that is coming. And I have, you know, I normally try not to bother our federal congressional delegation too much, but I can tell you Senator Murphy and Congressman Larson have heard from me on this pretty repeatedly. I cannot envision a scenario where Congress does not give states funding and more flexibility, both for revenue losses and other things. It was in the bill that passed in the Democratic-controlled House. The number was about $1 trillion for states and municipalities. I don't know that it'll be that large when there's a deal with the Senate, but by all accounts, there's an understanding. Take a state like Florida, which relies solely basically on tourism and sales taxes and hotel taxes. Who's going to Florida right now? I can tell you my family and I, we had a vacation to take the kids to Disney World, which would be my first time as well in September. We're not going. So I think it's a lot of states. It's red states. It's blue states. They're all asking for it. If you look at New York, our neighbor, I mean, they have no way of adopting a budget right now based upon the loss in revenue. So that would go a long way for Connecticut to stabilize our finances. So before we start talking about budget adjustments or things like that,
right,
because the numbers are really scary and almost hard to fathom, right? We're going to wait and see what Congress does. And I'm very confident that states will get us more federal assistance and more flexibility, more importantly, in how to spend that assistance.
Matthew Ritter is with us for just a moment yet this morning. He is, of course, the majority leader in the House, and a lot of this is going to fall into his lap, so that's the way that thing goes. You know, one of the other things, we've been talking to Patrice and others from basically the Councils of Small Towns and CABE, the Boards of Education, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're going to have to make some changes too. So I imagine we're going to have to find some money somewhere to assist them in that, because some of this is going to be pretty expensive.
Yeah. Well, we've set aside about $99 million in CARES Act funding, which is a good down payment on this. And we'll see what more is needed, and there could be. And look, we have bonding capacity because the governor has kept borrowing very low. Interest rates are at all-time lows. It's not a bad time to borrow money, actually. Mm-hmm. So we will help towns. Look, here's what I would say about schools, because I get asked a lot of questions about it.
I'll bet.
If we're going to err at all on the side of saying, yes, we understand there is some risk here, but it seems to me that putting kids back in school is the best example I can give you to follow the word "but" in that sentence, right?
Right.
We don't need to open bars for adults. We don't need to have full-fledged, 40,000 people at the UConn football game. That stuff we can put off, right? But kids might be the single most important thing. Now, how you do that safely is a whole different ball game. It may not be every day. We may have to stagger it. We may have to keep an eye on what's going on in towns. But I think we got to get kids back in school, particularly younger children. It is really critical. And I would say if there is another outbreak, who knows with this virus? Most experts tell you look for a fall, a later fall. So that could be October. It could be November. If we got to hit a pause button around the holidays, around Thanksgiving, around Christmas, we can do that. But I just do think it's critical kids go back to school. So it's the state's job and the federal government's job to assist them in any way to make that possible. And for any teacher who does not feel safe, they should not be forced to go back to work whatsoever, those who may have pre-existing conditions or be older. And then let's hope that, by late 2020, we have a vaccine. That would make a big difference.
That would be nice. Matt Ritter, thank you much for being on. It's been a pleasure. We'll talk when the session gets underway.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. That's Matt Ritter. He is the majority leader in the Connecticut House of Representatives.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.